بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the hadith that we read yesterday of Abu Sa'id Sa'd ibn Malik ibn Sinan al-Khudri رضي الله تعالى عنه, where the Ansar came and asked, requested some help, financial help. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam helped them again a few times. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to them that whatever I had, I have given it, now I don't have. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave them further advice that a person should not simply go and ask unless he's really desperate, and he should stay independent. He should not be dependent on people, and he mustn't ask of people. Further explanation is given in this hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam draws our attention to three admirable qualities: chastity, independence, and patience. And we should try and develop these qualities, that if the crunch comes and a person comes to that position where he feels, I have to go and ask somebody, if these qualities were developed, then that person will be able to stay away, and then Allah Ta'ala's help comes. When a person remains independent and he turns to Allah in sincerity, Allah Ta'ala's help comes to him, and with Allah's help there is so much of honor and so much of respect. If a person asks people, if they don't help him, then he feels also very despondent. If they do help him, many people go around talking about it, and that again hurts him very much, that the people are talking about it. Or some people may outright insult him also. Whereas if a person asks Allah Ta'ala, the more he asks Allah, the more respect and honor Allah gives him. In the eyes of Allah also, and even in the eyes of the people, that he doesn't ask anyone, that he gets up for tahajjud, for example. People have respect for such a person, that he gets up for tahajjud and he's asking of Allah Ta'ala, and no matter what difficulties he had, he did not ask anyone. So these are three great qualities. Chastity, the general meaning that a person stays away when he wants to commit any guna of lust also, and he remains firm. Like for example, if a person, his wife has passed away and he's still a young person, or for some reason he can't get married and he's a young person, and he remains pure and clean, great, great honor for such a person. And in the context of this hadith, that he does not go and ask anyone for anything, financially also. He's in need, but he doesn't ask. He just remains and he makes sabr. Independence is a very great quality, and even we talk amongst ourselves, somebody is very independent, he doesn't ask, he doesn't expect help from anyone. That is also a very great quality, that a person doesn't go around begging. And then patience itself, which is the relevant part to this chapter directly of sabr. Patience is a very great, great quality. But all these have to be developed. And then when a person, if khuda na khasta, may Allah forbid, such a position comes, then he will be able to exercise it. But if he did not develop these qualities, and any difficulty comes, little bit hardship, then, for example, running to the bank has become a norm of ours. Anything we need from the bank also, and we feel it a great favor the bank is doing to us. And how many big businesses, because getting involved with the bank, they got completely destroyed and nothing was left of them. So whether it's the bank or whether it is going to ask other people, a person should try his best to avoid it. The hadith highlights the generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was known as one who never refused when he was asked. In fact, a poet says that no was not in the vocabulary of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anyone asked him for anything, he would give it to that person immediately. So much so that he would wear some clothes, some beautiful clothes were given, and he just wore it. And a sahabi asked for it, immediately he would take it off and give it to him also. Financially also, he always, the generosity of Nabi sallallahu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we cannot imagine it. And it is mentioned in Ramadan, his generosity knew no limits whatsoever. But and Allah blessed him, people used to give him, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam hate, but he should just spend all the time. So that is also, Allah give us the tawfiq of generosity, which is also a very great quality, and any person who has that, mashallah, he is very well respected and honored by Allah Ta'ala also firstly, and then by people as well. He never hoarded anything for himself and was always eager to spend what he had in the path of Allah Ta'ala. In fact, on one occasion, when Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam made namaz the imamat, and then after that he got up very quickly and he went quickly to his house. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum were also surprised when afterwards, and he explained, he had some money that was kept and he hadn't spent it still in the path of Allah. And he feared that might maut come on him and that money remains with him. So much he used to spend. So this is also a great quality. Of course, we don't spare, we are, even Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam told the Sahaba, when they wanted to spend everything they had, he said, no, don't do that, keep some back. However, there were other Sahaba, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When he spent everything, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam welcomed it. So according to the level of iman of a person, it must not happen a person today, he hears the great virtues of this and he spends everything and tomorrow he starts begging from people. A person who can maintain that and just turn to Allah alone, for him to spend everything is also very good. But for ordinary people like us, that we have all other necessities, money is regarded as a great ni'mat of Allah, by which a person does not then go and beg from anyone and he looks after himself properly. Despite his generosity, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged others towards contentment and independence and explained that begging was not advisable. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave also, and at the time in a beautiful manner advised also that a person should not be begging in a very beautiful manner. We should also consider, especially when collectors come, if we don't want to give, it's not such a big problem. But don't humiliate the person, don't insult the person. And like here, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how beautifully he advised them that a person should not be begging. But the collectors, of course, those who are genuine, they don't beg. They just come and inform that this work of deen is carrying on, if you would like to take part also, and if you would like to have a share in there. But when a person goes and asks, especially for himself, he needs, and he goes and asks people, then such a person also should not be rebuked, should not be insulted and humiliated. If we can't help the person, tell him nicely. And if we help him and we still give him advice, as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did, this is also meritorious. Another hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam perfectly explains the concept of contentment. That no matter what a person's financial position be, but he remains content with that, that is a great thing. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لَيْسَ الْغِنَى أَنْ كَثْرَةِ الْعَرَضِ وَلَكِنَّ الْغِنَى غِنَى النَّفْسِ. That wealth is not possessing a lot of money. That is not really a person who is rich. But wealth is the independence of the self. A person is wealthy when he doesn't ask other people. He can have nothing and he doesn't ask. He remains content with how Allah has kept him and he only asks Allah Ta'ala. And when a person will ask Allah, Allah won't go and tell anyone, this person came and asked me, he's begging of me. In fact, Allah increases his respect and honor who begs from Allah. Allah is the only being, the more you ask him, the more happier he becomes. And when you don't ask, Allah becomes angry with a person. Allah wants us to ask from him. Whereas all humans are such, we ask of them and they become angry. And if we don't ask of them, they are happy. And if you ask of them, they become angry and upset. The Quran Sharif praises those who do not beg from others despite being destitute. Those people who do need, but still they don't ask. Quran Sharif praises such people. يَحْسَبُهُمُ الْجَاهِلُ أَغْنِيَاءُ مِنَ التَّعَفُّفُ. The ignorant people who don't know their condition, seeing how they live a very modest, respectful life. And they think these people don't need anything because they have that istighna. They don't ask anyone, so people think they don't need, whereas they are in need. There are many such people, very pious people, sayyids, especially in Medina Sharif, many places, where they won't go and ask of anyone, though they are desperately in need. Fortunate is that person who can get through to them and help these great and honorable people who are very righteous and pious, but they will never make a sign to anyone that they are in need. تَعْرِفُهُمْ بِسِيمَاهُمْ. They can be known from their appearance. That is, they outwardly you see them, they are like very independent, they will dress also not in such a way like beggars with torn clothes, etc. They will dress also properly, but they won't ask. لَا يَسْأَلُونَ النَّاسَ إِلْحَافًا. They won't go around asking people. So it is our duty to look for such people. And when we get through to such people, to help such people who don't ask and who stay independent, this will be a great honor for us. And on the other hand, we should stay in such a way, even if we are in need, that we don't show our need to people. Allah praises such people. So patience is a great quality, to be independent is a great quality, and to be pure and chaste are very, very great qualities. We should strive to acquire these and practice them in our lives. May Allah give us all tawfiq. SubhanAllah.